You know, we left off yesterday, we were discussing the Machlokes in the Rash about multiple different points. And the last akuda that we left was when the Chiddush Gadol Rash in Pesach Mishnayos, that Mechila doesn't work whenever there's a Tzuris of Tashlumin. That was the Rash's reason why ultimately Mechila doesn't work with Tashlumei Truma. Tzuris of Tashlumin, somehow that's not subject to Mechila. So we did have a Machlokes, if you want to call it out to Yom Ruchanan, and that suggestion as to what exactly that's all about. What was the Rash driving at? So the Chorin seemed to understand that the Rash meant that was mamash the reason, that was the driving force, that you can't have mechila on someone which has a tzuris at Hashlum because of the Rash's understanding of the Chorin's understanding of what the Rash's understanding was in terms of mechila. Whereas we suggested that the tzuris at Hashlum story was not really the driving force, it wasn't the reason, it wasn't the Siba, rather it was the Siman. Whenever you have a tzuris at Hashlum, that's a magal, that's a way of measuring that you're not really in charge, you're not in the driver's seat. And the male, if you're not in charge, Harai, you're not in charge, you can't even ask for the cash. The Torah takes the ability away from you to get the money in cash. You got to adopt it. But the Shulman, that shows you're at the bottom of Meli Kippi Michael. So whether you take Rabbi Chonin's Shadapshah, at the end of the day, the Rash's statement sticks. The other day, Rash holds that whenever there's a dinner to us at the Shulman, so the Tach is not meeting the Mechiva. So we pointed out at the very end of the Shir yesterday that there are many, many Rishonim who don't accept this at all. First and foremost, Tosfos. Tosfos had to go running around to tell you that the Shulman Truma is a Kapara. That's the reason why there's no Mechila. Obviously, Tosfos and Asfigya didn't buy into it. We pointed out the Rambam also doesn't buy into it because the Rambam holds that by Tashlumei Truma B'meizid, there's also a din of Tzuris Ad Hashlumin. And nevertheless, the Mishnah says that Mechila works. So we already saw, even within the limited world of Tashlumei Truma, we shouldn't call Tashlumei Truma a limited world. We're going to spend the next 3 weeks on Tashlumei Truma, but I mean a lot about Tashlumei Truma. But even within the world of Tashlumei Truma, we've already seen those who disagree with the Rash. But now, if we go one step further, we go to other areas of Halacha, other examples of Tashlumin, which have Tzuris Ad Hashlumin to them, we'll be surprised to find out that there are definitely shitas out there that claim that Tashlumin X, which has a Tzuris Ad Hashlumin, he can be Michael. Tashlumin Y, which has a Tzuris Ad Hashlumin, he can be Michael. Any Rishon, any Shita, anybody was going to be able to pin down who's going to tell us that you can be Michael certain Tashlumin, even though there's Tzuris Ad Hashlumin, are going to all line up against the Shittas Rash. So when we're all done with this Rash, he's going to be against everybody. He's going to be against the Tosis, against the Ram, against X, Y, and Z. So we have to just put it at the caps a little bit, press a couple of buttons, and try to figure out where else do we find different kinds of Tashlumins out there in the Torah which have Tzuris Ad Hashlumins to them. Not so simple. Most Tashlumin don't. If I borrow $100 of you, I give you back $100. If I broke your window, I give you back $100. Where else do we find that the halach is machped that a Tashlumin has to take place? Obir has to take place in a certain specific manner. So one of those halachas happens to be the mitzvah of pidyon aben. Of all places, there's a sugya in the end of Masechet Becharis in the 8th parak that talks about the mitzvah of pidyon aben. And in fact, according to many, pidyon aben is a tashlumin. That's already a lumpus in of itself. Is pidyon aben a mitzvah nesinus? Is pidyon aben really a tashlumin in the first place? We spoke a lot about this last year, about the Shabbat, about pidyon aben and Shabbos. But at least according to many, pidyon aben is mamish tashlumin. It's piron. It's a piron hachayiv. That's the famous Shittas Agra in your day, in Simon Shenhei, where the Agra says it's mamish like paying back something that you owe. Because the Gemara says beferish that if you don't pay, so then the Kohen can go and take away, he can take away the item. Bezin will give him the right to take away the item. So it's Tashlumin. It's in the realm of Piron. It's in Chayshim Mishpat. Not really, but in theory it's in Chayshim Mishpat. And yet, there are halachas that govern how Pidyon HaBen has to take place. For example, what would the din be if I want to pay off the Kohen for Pidyon HaBen, I don't have any metalflin right available, so I give him karka. What's the din? What's the halacha? Doesn't work. What if I want to give him avodim kneinim? Doesn't work. What if I want to give him shtaris? What if I want to give him, I have some IOU notes that somebody gave me. It's worth a lot of money. I have, Reuben owes me $1,000, so that IOU note's worth a lot of money. I'm going to give that $1,000 IOU note to the claim, let the claim go collect it. So no, that's no good. The Gemara is out for a pulse. It has to be dovish a gufa moment. It has to be something which is intrinsically worth its value in money. I can't just stand give you a shtar. If I break your window and the Beis Din evaluates that I owe you $100, I want to give you $100 IOU note from somebody else. If it's worth in the market value $100, doesn't matter. I can pay whatever I want. There's no halacha that governs how I pay back. I just have to pay back the value of $100. When Huchas Pidyon HaBen, the Torah says it has to be Talflin, Kepi Avodim, Kepi Kekos, Kepi has to be Doshigu for a moment. That's the reason why, according to some poskim, I can't even give you cash. According to some poskim, if I give you dollar bills, the pigeon of Ben, maybe that's no good. You know why? Maybe that's not called Gufa Mamon, because it's not worth really anything. What makes a $20 bill worth something? The fact is, a picture of who's a $20 bill? Jackson, right? Okay. $20 bill. Jackson. So I have a... Right? Right? Okay. So Andrew Jackson. So what was his... Was the old Hickory? Was that him? Is that his name? Is that his nickname? No? Old Hickory? No? So we checked it out. Okay. So this is going to have a picture of... Okay, who's on the 50? Grant. Okay. So this is going to have a picture of Grant. So that makes it gavish, a goof of mom. It's a goof of mom. So many posts can say, I can't even give him bills. I got to give him something. Am I right? Not bad. The kiss, all right? There's the kiss. What's a taste than a rock? Okay. So advice I... So there are dinim that govern the halachas of pigeon of ben. There's a dinim of tzirusat tashlumin. So comes the Marsha in Maseches Ksubis, of all places, on Daf Nunvav in Maseches Ksubis, and claims that it's a taisvus. Whether or not taisvus actually said or not is unclear. But if you're interested, you can take a look. It's in the Daf Nunvav. It's the bottom of the taisvus going up to the top of Nunvav Beis, where the Marsha claims that there's a taisvus that says that you can be moichel pigeon of ben. And I come to, can imagine, like a big, big party. They bring the kid out on the tray, you know, with the whole nine yards, with the garlic, with the sugar, everything. And everyone's gathered around. And I'm like, here, take the 5 shkolim out of my pocket. I say, Kain, I want to give you the 5 shkolim. The guy says, do me a favor. I'm moichel the money. So the Mashal claims in Vedas HaTaisus that mechila would work. You could be moichel pigeon of ben money. How can it be moichel pigeon of ben money? Pigeon of ben money is tzuris et tashlum, and I can't give you just cash. I got to give you a dovish kufal gomen. I got to give you a metal blood. I can't give you a varim. I can't give you a kakas. I can't give you a shtaris. So clearly, if this is true, if shetashit exists, if there is such a taisvus, so then this taisvus would be l'shitasam over here in Arsvigya, 30, 25 lot earlier, that yes, you can have mechila, notwithstanding that it's a dovish yesh la tzuris et tashlum. The only reason why Taisus in the third prayer disqualified Mechila by Tashlumi Truma is not because of Tzuras Tashlumin, but because of Tashlumi Kapara. So Tashlumi Kapara you can't have. A pigeon of Ben, maybe you can't have. So maybe. Oh, so Belazon wants to say a real, real Lomdus. I'm sure it's a Lomdus. It's not the same as Tashlumi Truma. Tashlumi Truma, you have to give this, and your mamash can't give anything else. But pigeon of ben, you really could give everything. I could give you a 5 shkolim worth of svarim, I could give you five shkolim worth of potatoes, I could give you 5 shkolim worth of pizza, I give you everything. There's just a quirk that this particular thing I can't give. So maybe you can differentiate between the two. Possibly. So Bailey said, do you have anything else even closer to home? My pigeon of ben is pretty close to home, but I mean really, really close to home. Anything closer to home? Well, it depends how much of a makubal you are. If you're in the world of the Ariya Kodesh, then we're very, very close to home, because Yom Kippurim and Purim have very, very similar statuses to one another. So in case anyone thought I made a mistake in the Marmikomos, that was the Ramon Hukus Purim that I did put on the Marmikomos. Anyone look at it? Okay, everyone realize why I put it on? What is the Ramon saying? It's up to Ramon. I come on Purim and I bring you Shalach Manas, right? So what happens? I come and I with this Gaval Shalach Manas. I bring you a Hamantash and a bottle of wine. So the guy's sitting there, the guy's sick and tired, he's eaten so many Hamantash already since Purim Katan, the guy's ready to done with Hamantash, okay? The bottle of wine, he's already recycled the last 400 bottles of wine already for the last 20 Purims. He's not interested anymore. He doesn't like the wine too much. So he says, listen, do me a taiva, okay? Ich bin moichel dan shalach manis. I'm moichel yishalach manis. I'm not interested. So am I yetzim and not yetzim? If I would hand him the shalach manis, he'd take the shalach manis, and then I walk out the door and he throws it into the garbage. Of course I was yetzim. The fact that he did or didn't eat it, that's not my problem. But he was never mekabel shalach manas. He was moichel shalach manas. Dr. Ramo, huh? What does Ramo say? What does Ramo say? He wants what? What does he say? He doesn't say. He says, Yaitzei, perish Ramo. Look at Megillah. We mechalech manas to the Be'er, we're in a res of the Kabbalah, we're moichel a yotza. He's Yaitzei shalach manas. So frak the kasha on the Ramo, how could he be Yaitzei shalach manas? If I would want to give you shalach manas as cash, what does halacha say? You can't do that, right? You can't. There's a tzuras hatashlumin to shalach manas. It has to be done in a certain manner. It's got to be food. It's got to be something that's worth a chila. I can't give you something. I can't give you. I can't write you a check for shalach manas. And afal pichin, the Rama says you can be meichel. So the chori, you see from the Rama also that the Rama was a mesiachist in his rash. According to the rash, whatever this tzuras hatashlumin, that negates the possibility of mechila. case, again, I'm not sure whether we should draw this line of our bells on. I don't know, I'm not sure. Must be something about this side of the room that's drawing that line, yeah.
Why is it considered tashlumi?
Oh, you mean Bechlav, why is this even tashlum at all together? So it sounds a little bit like this is almost like a chov, like the chachan wa matal chov on you. You have to make sure to give everybody food. You have to give somebody food. It's almost like a chov, like some people with perishvias. But you can give shalach matas from perishvias because there's a din. You're not allowed to pray a chovo from perishvias. So this is a very chosh mishpatika aspect. This is like a real lamdan's look at Purim. Right? This is a chosh mishpatika chiv, strange chiv. Yeah.
The fact that the Ramah says that. That if I'm mochel, you're still yotzei. Does that mean the old mechila is still a payment? I mean, we gave the hakir within what mechila is. So if he says that you're yotzei, not mochel, does that mean he?
Either yotzei or you've circumvented your chiyuv, and so you yotzei. You mean you want to know are you yotzei or is that you're just not mechuyv anymore? Alam d'shashayla. I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't know. So again, so this idea that the Rabbah said that you're yotzei, this is just to raise a little bit of a question related to some of the things that we spoke about before. But Rabbah, you should just know that not everyone agrees to the Rabbah. There are Gedolei Achronim who don't accept the Ramah. Achronim will say, Yitakadat Yotzei with Mechila. But it's usually said over Purim time, when they say over this Machlekes, to remind everybody else, that the Machlekes Achronim between the Ramah and others is not the Machlekes Tezim the Rash. That's not the reason why you're not Yotzei. That's very just too lumbish. That's like if you want to say a real, real briska Purim Torah. So you say over, that's the Machlekes the post game. What's usually said over is that the reason why some Achronim don't like the Ramah goes back to the age-old question of why giving Shachmaris in the first place. So there are different reasons why Chazal and Mesachet Shalachmanis. So we then Mesachet Shalachmanis, the Torah is to make sure that everybody gets us through this Purim, with Mesachet Shalachmanis to be Mar Bereyas for Yisrael. So if you hold that, it's to provide everybody with a Sudas Purim, so then it's hard to believe that the guy has a Sudas Purim. If he was Moichli, as Takah is going to eat, he can't eat the Mechila. No matter how lumbish the Mechila is, he can't eat Mechila. Fukum Teras Alamo is not going to fill you your stomach. But if you hold that it's just to be Mar Bereyas, so the guy saw your gesture. He was makabu your nice, friendly gesture. He liked the fact that you offered him food. So you added on reyes to klal Yisrael. So, and usually in the yeshivas, they say over that the machlekes, the Ramah, and others, has nothing to do with the stays in the Rash. That's to do with the pure, more of a Purim nature type of a shayla. I mean, the whole teveya, the whole thing doesn't make any sense, right? Right. I mean, mechila can't be that. So mechila's got to be ke'ilu his kabalti. Right, it's got to be Kilus Kabalti. So then it's not a very tella. If you say Kilus Kabalti, then the Rash should be right. How do you say Kilus Kabalti on something that the Kabbalah is, I don't know. I don't know. There's a famous word from the Ksav Sefer, relevant for Yom Kippur also. So there's a famous word from the Ksav Sefer. I think it's the last truth, if I'm not mistaken, in Rechayim. How come Chazal and Mesachim and Shloch Manos on Purim? I'm not the thing. Shloch Manos after Purim. So he says that the Gemara says in the Sefer Shabbos that Hadar Kiblu B'Mechash Veirush. That Kabbalah Satorah happened a lot of different times. It happened first in Shavuot, then it happened on Yom Kippur again, then it happened finally. The grandiose, the third grand finale was Kimu B'Kiblu. It was Hadar Kiblu B'Mechash Veirush. And the whole punchline of Hadar Kiblu B'Mechash Veirush was to indicate the fact that it was a Kabbalah Miratzon. The original Kabbalah was Tachas Shtikl Kafalim Hakigigas, but the real Kabbalah Miratzon was Kibu V'Kiblu in the days of Purim. The Gemara says that whenever you have a Kabbalah Satorah, so it has to be accompanied by a Suda. So the Gemara says on Shavuos, even those Tanoim, even Rabbi Eliezer who said that you don't have to have a Suda as Yomtev, Rabbi Eliezer agrees you have to have a Suda on Shavuos. And the Gemara says that everyone agrees you have to eat a Suda on Erev Yom Kippur. So some say that the nature of the Suda of Erev Yom Kippur, it's a Suda of Kabbalah Satorah. Because there's a second Kabbalah Satorah in Yom Kippur, so it has to be accompanied by a Suda. Usually the Suda takes place on the Yom Kippur itself. Here the Torah says, you're kidding, Yom Kippur, so the Torah pushes the Suda back a day. So there's a Suda Shavuos and a Suda Yom Kippur, and then the Gemara in the same breath, the Pesachim, lumps together Suda's Purim as well. The Gemara says that even Rabbi Eliezer who holds that there's no Suda on regular Yom Tov, you don't have to eat a Suda if you don't want to, but even Tana Rabbi Eliezer, we don't possibly like, agrees that on Shavuos you have to have a Suda, he agrees that on Yom Kippur you have to have a Suda, he agrees on Purim you have to have a Suda. So what's the common denominator between those three? Is that they're all expressions of Kabbalah Satorah. So Kabbalah Satorah is a Mechayiv of having a Suda. So Ksav Sefer writes in the Derech Halacha, Derech Drush, he writes that when you see a person making a Suda, so it's sometimes it's unclear what his frame of mind is. Sometimes a person is so happy, they're so thrilled, that they want to celebrate, so they're making a beautiful, wonderful meal. Sometimes a person is so miserable, so the only way they can, forget all their tzaras is that they'll eat and they'll drink, they'll get some good and drunk, and they'll forget about all their worry until they wake up the next morning, and then they'll have more worries to worry about. So So Ksafsaipa says, when you see a guy having a suda, it's not necessarily indicative that lomdus. It's not a riot to anything. It's not a riot that he's happy with his matzav in life. It can mean either he's very, very happy or he's miserable. So how do you gauge, how do you measure whether the person is happy or not? Ksafsaipa says, the gauge is like this. It says, if a person's making a chasana, you're making a big party, you're making a kiddush, so you want to invite people. Imagine, make a chasana, don't invite anybody. It's going to be a very boring chasana, maybe. A more affordable chasana, it's going to be a very, very boring chasana, because when you have simcha, so you want to share the simcha with others. When you have a tzara, you don't invite somebody to come join you for suda savra. You want to eat by yourself. You don't want to have anyone to be near you. You want to be, think for yourself for a minute. So when you see a guy making a suda on the day of Kabbalah Satar, the day of Purim, so it's hard to tell, is the guy really happy? Is the guy not so happy? And Purim, that's critical, because the whole Kabbalah Satar Purim is the Kabbalah Mitech Simcha, Mitech Ratzon, Kimu V'Kiblu. A Kabbalah Satar without Ratzon, that we already know from Shavuos. A Kabbalah Satar with Kafal of Hagigas, that we already had thousands of years ago. The whole punchline of the Kabbalah Satar of Purim is supposed to be Kabbalah Satar Mi Ratzon. So how do you gauge whether it's a Kabbalah Satar Mi Ratzon or not? So except Sarvat Kazak, you gauge it by seeing, is the guy sharing the Simcha with others? If he's giving from, if he's inviting other people to a suda, so that's a simen, that's a raya brurosh, that's a litmus test, that it's a suda shel simcha. If he wants to be left alone and doesn't want to share his food with others, so that's a simen that he's taka miserable. So that's what the Rambam writes in the Anavilchus Megillah, Ketzav Chayv HaSuda Zu, how do you celebrate the Suda's Purim? So the Rambam writes, you eat the meal, you have your bossy, yayin, etc. And then the Rambam says, V'cholik v'sudas le'acherim, and you give from some of your meal to others by sending him Shalach Manas. So you see from the Rambam that the Shalach Manas is not a separate mitzvah. Shalach Manas is the way to fulfill Suda's Purim. That's what the Rav had a time about hiking and give Shalach Manas in 9 o'clock in the morning. He didn't sit down to your Suda yet. So that's a shayla, the way we fulfill Shalach Manas. But the pure lomdus, so the correct way to fulfill Shalach Manas is you sit down to your meal and then you start sending. You take a piece of kugel and you stand it across the street. A piece of kugel and a pin and a bottle of wine and send it to somebody else. That's called the mitzvah Shalach Manas. That's the gala and the est of the nation of what your Suda is all about. That's what the mitzvah of Shalach Manas is all about. It's the Gilui Nilsa that the Suda's Purim is a Suda Shal Kabbalah Satayra, but it's a Suda Shal Kabbalah Satayra Mitach Simcha Mitach Ratzon. Just in case anyone's interested in the Purim Torah, that's the Purim part of our Shiata. Okay, anyway, get back to our story. So Rabbi Sai, so we've collected a few odds and ends Shitas that don't seem to accept this Rash's idea from the Mishnah Masechet Trumas. We pointed out that Tosfos by us doesn't accept it, the Rambam doesn't accept it, the Mashiach claims that Tosfos later on doesn't accept it, our mother, a lot of people don't accept it, but the Rash stuck to his position. So getting back, Rabbi Sai, back to the main discussion, much of what we were focusing on yesterday was really the Machloekes Tosfos and the Rash, how to explain away this phenomena, this Mishnah in Masechet Trumas, that you can't be Meichel to Shlomei Truma. That's a given. It's a very Hashem Mishnah. You can't be Meichel to Shlomei Truma. So Taisa saw on that din that you can't be Meichel to Shlomei Truma some earth-shattering idea that the Shlomei Truma must be Kapara, and as Kapara, it's not Nitan to Mechila, and as not Nitan to Mechila, it's not Nitan to Kim Duramina, a whole Chagaj, a whole story Taisa saw, all licked in that one little line, and then a Yachalimcha. So this idea that Taisa transformed Tashlumei Kapara, Tashlumei Truma, into the realm of Kapara, what you're basically doing by calling it Kapara is that you're pretty much taking it out of Chayshe Mishpat. Regular Chayshe Mishpat is not Kapara. Regular Chayshe Mishpat, I break the window, so it's a Mammon. Now, even within the world of Chayshe Mishpat, there are different types of Mammon. There's Mammon and there's Knas, that's true. But even Knas, even though it's different from Mammon, it still speaks to Mammonus. It's still a subset of Didi Mammonus. Once you put something into the realm of Kapara, that's a different realm of Gavri. This is a ritual halacha. It involves cash, but it's a ritual. It's not monetary. It's not business law anymore. This is more Arachayim, you're day oriented once you put it into the realm of Kapara. And it's to this that Taisus gets into a problem. Taisus by us in the bottom of the Taisus. Vim Taiber, four lines into the big wide lines of the Taisus, so the end of the line. Vim Taiber. What this non perikin noisin kahenish and sire vlad bivlachiv chos of a shikru ze ze. My goodness gracious, what a crazy case. You have these two babies. They got mixed up. We don't know who's who. So the good news is that they could both eat truma. Why? Because one of them is you have two women going to the cave at the same time to give birth. One is the Kohenes, she's married to a Kohen, and the other is the Shivcha. for the kohenes. So the good news is that no matter what baby's going to be born, he's going to be able to eat truma. That's the good news. The bad news is that one of the kids is a kohen, and the other one is a what? Is the evid of a kohen. So that's a big problem. So what do we do? So now we're in a pickle. We don't want this to go on forever. So the only way to make sure that everybody's a ben chayyid over here is that we suffix everyone's both of these people when they get older have to be meshachar each other. So we'll call them Reuven and Shimon. We don't really know what the name should be. Reuven and some evid name or something. But we have no idea what to call them because each one is a suffix evid suffix kohen. So each one has to be meshachar the other one. And then at the end of the day, you know that everybody is a Jewish. You know everybody's Jewish, but you don't know what. You're talking about who's the kohen. One is the kohen, one is an Evan Meshuchra. So the kohen is allowed to eat truma, the Evan Meshuchra is not allowed to eat truma. So we don't know which is which. So what happened? So now one of these guys ate truma. Or you have another case, a Safik ben Tisha L'Rishon, Safik ben Zayin L'Yachron. We spoke about this before, that a woman's husband dies, or divorces her, and she goes ahead and remarries, and she didn't wait the months of Havchona. She didn't do what the Chazal say, you have to wait 3 months, and lo and behold, she gets pregnant. She has a baby, and we don't know who the baby is. We don't know who the father is. We have no way. We don't have DNA. We have no way of knowing who the father is. So, and one of the potential fathers happens to be a kohen. So we got a guy who has a suffix kohen in front of us. I'm not sure, but the guy is suffix kohen. It happens. They have scenarios. I remember I was once in Europe where a guy came over to me, and he said he has to talk to me about his personal status. He has a three-way suffix about what he is. He's not sure, is he a kohen, is he a Yisrael, is he a cholol? There are three different possibilities. Depending on two different rumors that had taken place 50 years earlier about relevant to his grandmother, the whole story, so he wasn't sure whether he was a kohen, Yisrael, or cholol. Three different possibilities on the board. Okay, anyway, so here you have two guys, and each one, in the first case, each one is a suffix kohen, or the second case, of a suffix ben Zayin, suffix ben Tess, so you have a suffix kohen. So what happens to these guys, these suffix kohens? So Tosfos continues. The Armenian Rachel Betruma ate Mishalman Karen Vechaimish. If they went ahead and they ate Truma, we're not going to make them pay Karen Vechaimish. Why aren't we going to make them pay Karen Vechaimish? So the Pasha that Dvarim is because of Motzah Chavel of Araya. Means we don't know. It's a 50-50 chip. It's whether the guy is a coin or not. If he's a coin, he has to pay Karen Vechaimish. If he's Yisrael, he has to pay. So we should say, Safik Mamre says, Lakula, Motzah Chavel of Araya. If we have a Safik, whether I broke your window, so we don't make you pay. So the Pasha that Dvarim is that it's bound by the regular rules of Motzah Chavel of Araya. So Kum Taisis and yes, Kasha themselves, really. He says, Ramai, Kevin de Kaporu, Lechayv Misafek. Since it's a Kapara, you should be Chayv Misafek. You should be Chayv to pay. You should be Chayv to pay Misafek. What are you telling me a story that Matzah Chayv Rai? This is not Dinim Amunis. This is Kapara. This is like a Safek Mitzvah. This is a Safek Derais of the Chumra. You should be required to get a Kapara. Imagine a guy's going to come to Ribbono Shel Olam in Yom Kippur and say, I don't know whether I did the Aveir or not, so I'm not going to be Chayz B'Tshuva. Safek Tshuva L'Kula? No, Safek Tshuva L'Chumra. Ramah writes that, okay, you have to be Chayz more B'Tshuva and Sveikis. Safek Kapara is L'Chumra, because that's between you and Ribbono Shel Olam. That's a ritual requirement. That's not a mamonis. So you should have to be paid, even though it's only a Safek. So Tosfos is mamish in a pickle. So who's going to be really, really happy about this? Who's going to be really, really happy about this, Kasha? Who's the big believer that the Shlumei Truma is not Kapara? Arash. Not Rebbe Chonon's Rash. Arash. So Arash is going to be happy about this, not Rebbe Chonon's Rash. So Tosfos is wiped by a Kasha. So Tosfos says, well, we're going to give you a whole new test. It's V'yei Shalai, man. Devadai tzrichen lahafrish. Aval ein noistin l'kohim. So Tosfos goes and takes that Gemara Maseches Yevamos and Daf Tzadihei and reinterprets the Gemara Lehamer. Zok Tosfos, when the Gemara says that the Safek Kohen doesn't have to give the Karen V'Chaimish, that's not really what it means. It doesn't mean that he gets agreed, like he doesn't have to do anything. He doesn't go scot-free. What does he have to do? He has to take Karen, the amount of fruit, and Chaimish, and he has to set it aside and designate it and say, I have to do this b'teres kapara. Sofik deraisa l'chumah. Sofik kapara l'chumah dictates that I have to set it aside to be yaitze b'sofik my 50% shetir b'chayim kapara. I'm going to set it aside. Now Zikta'i says, now I have a second shayla. What's my second shayla? Do I have to give it to a kohen? That's the imamunis, says Taisus. That's not a kapara. The kapara, the chelik is the hafrosh. The chelik is the fact that I designated this truma, zeh tacha zeh, ich min yaitze mechiv kapara. Now what do I have? Now I have a pure din imam neshayla. Who gets this fruit? Who gets this barrel of apples? So the kohen comes to me and he says, give me the barrel of apples. I turn around and I say to the kohen, excuse me, you want my barrel of apples? What do I say to you? Famous words? I said, let's go prove that I'm a magil for the apples. I'm not going to give you the apples. Wow, what a teretz of Tosis. This is a mind-boggling teretz. It's mind-boggling textually, it's mind-boggling conceptually. It's mind-boggling textually because the Gemara in Yevamah doesn't say a word about any of this. The Mishnah in Yevamah just says, you're potter, and that's it. And Tosis says, no, that doesn't really mean potter. It just means you're potter from giving. But of course, you have to be ma'afish. And Tosis added on that half a line to the Gemara. And it's mind-boggling conceptually because Tosis just created two different stages of Tashlum Truva. There's the Hafrasha, and there's the Nesina. Now, Beinenu, off the record, it's really mechudish what Tosis just said, but if you think about it a little bit, it's not so mechudish. Why is it not so mechudish what Tosis just said? That there are two halachas when you have Tashlum Truva. First you have the Hafrasha, and there's a halachic, and that's a kapora, and then there's a second part, that's an asina, that's a mominis. Well, it patterns beautifully Hafrasha Struma, because there are in fact two parts of Hafrasha Struma. There's the Hafrasha Struma, and that's what's Mata the Peiris, and that's what's Mafkidius the Tevel, and that's Chalad Hashem Kedusha Struma on it. And then, even if you never get to the second part, you were still Mata the Peiris, there's a separate mitzvah called mitzvah the Sidel Kayin. So the Chaykes we showed him is counted as one mitzvah counted as two. That's a technicality in Huchas Minyan HaMitzvahs. But everybody agrees there are two processes to Truma. There's the Afrashas Truma, and then there's the Nesidas Truma. So if after all, if the whole idea, what's this whole idea of Tashlumei Truma? Tashlumei Truma is not just paying back cash. What you're really doing by Tashlumei Truma is you're, it's an unbelievable halacha. You're taking apples, which are chulin, and turning them into what? Remember the earliest Kaddish, what happens to the apples? They become truma. So what the kapara that's done is basically what the Torah is telling us, make a new afrasha. Make a new afrasha with what? Yeah, there's a chiddush that normally, in order to be mafresh something, it's got to be something that's tevel. I can't have a close truma, something that's not tevel. This is the exception to the rule. Here the Torah says, you take chulin misukanim, you take chulin, and you can be hocus pocus, you create a shame truma, and guess what? Not only did you create a shem truma with afrasha, but just as a regular truma carries with it a mitzvah to sin l'kayin, this also carries with it a mitzvah to sin l'kayin. And Tosfos now split between the two and said that the chilek hakapara shebay is only on the afrasha chilek, the mitzvah to sin shebay, that's regular plain and simple didim hamanis. Well, that's quite, I never would have thought of that in a million years. I read the parasha Emor a lot of times about tashlum truma. I didn't realize what's really going on according to Tosfos of both chalokim. There's the Hafrasha, and there's the Nesina. Never heard of such a thing. That's what Tosfos just said. We just talk about the Shabbat Shubat Rasha. That Rashi. There's the Rashi, there are two Rashis in Parashat Shlach that associate each other. When the Torah gives us the mitzvah of Hafrasha's Chala, how much Chala do you have to be Mafresh? So one Rashi says, Mereshis HaRisoseichem, it's just like Truma, there's no Shia. Whatever you want, the smallest amount. All the shiurim are all midrabanan. And then the next line, Rashi says, "Titnu l'Hashem truma, shehebo kidei nesina." You have to give a significant amount. You can't just give him a crumb of bread. You got to give him a real amount. People in Mavis said, it's the end of Parashas Shlach. People are tired. It's almost time for the summer. Nobody's paying attention anymore. By the mitzvah parasha, so I read it very carefully. The Stephen Rashi's. Rashi, but one line to the next. Rashi says, you don't have to give any shiur. And the next line he says, oh, by the way, you have to give a shiur. Well, what is it? So it's a famous word for the day to be Huda. Already said it. The day to be Huda says that Rashi's addressing the two parts of Hafrasha's Truma, of Hafrasha's Chala. There's the Hafrasha Shabbat, there's the Nesina Shabbat. When it comes to the Hafrasha, there's Tachano Shia. When it comes to the Nesina, there is a Shia. The Nesina, to fulfill Nesina's Truma, to claim properly. What kind of Nesina is that? You give a guy a half a molecule of dough, what's he going to do with that? What kind of Nesina is that? You could be mocked there. Tevel with that. If you mount the dough with that, Isa Yechit Akateres Sakri, there's a din by Truma, there's a din by Chala, that the smallest amount can be mount there. But in order to fulfill the Nesina Shabbai, so the Nesina Shabbai Takta has to have a Shia Choshev to it. So that idea, that model for sure exists by Truma. So Tosfos is telling us that model carries over, spills over to the Shlumei Truma as well. But now Tosfos Mamash gets into a pich, because if you follow the direction where they're going, what Tosfos just did is they're backpedaling from what they said yesterday. Yesterday, Tosfos tried to sell you this whole shtickle Torah, Tashlumei Truma, Kapar. That was the whole thrust. That was everything. The whole Tosfos revolved around this idea called Tashlumei Truma equals Kapara, right? And now Tosfos is telling you, it's not really true what we just said. What we really mean is not that Tashlumei Truma, Kapara, the Hafrashas. tashlume truma is kapara, and in nochinami misafik you have to do that. But the nesina, which you don't have to do, as the Gemara says beferish in Yevamos, the Mishnah says beferish in Yevamos, the nesina is takana kapara. What is the nesina? The nesinas tashlume truma is safik lahakel matzchiv lavaraya is what is plain and simple what pure luminous. That's going to lead Tosas into a little bit of a pickle. What's going to be the pickle? Then if it's mominous, you should be able to what? You should be able to be meichlet. The kohen should be able to be meichlet. The only reason why Tosas says you can't be meichlet is because it's kapara. Remember, Tosas didn't belong to the Rash. Not ours, not Rav Chanan's. Nobody's Rash. Tosas held the only equal of a mechila by Tashlum Truma was the chelek kapara shabai. According to what Tosas just said, Tosas just undid yesterday's shir. By cause of this kasha from the Yevamos Tzadik test, which forced them to reevaluate the whole understanding and revamp the understanding of Tashlume Truma, Kapara's half at moments of the other half, this is now forcing Tosis into the corner to say, hey, wait a second, we were the ones who sold you this idea that it's Kapara and therefore it's not Nitan L'Mechila. It's not true anymore. You know what Tosis has to do now? They have to redo yesterday's year. So comes Tosis and says, Ulfizet Tzarech Loimar, Tosis just said when the Mishnah says in Trumas, if you ate Truma b'shegeg, and the Kohen cannot be Moichel, what does that mean, the Kohen cannot be Moichel? Tell me what the words mean, the Kohen can't be Moichel. Don't explain to me. What do the words mean, the Kohen can't be Moichel? What does that mean? What that means, says Tosis, if the Kohen says to me, oh, don't worry about it, don't even bother being mafresh, ich bin moichel, don't be mafresh, I'm moichel. That's what the Mishnah says he has no right to do. Because that's a chiv kapara, he's not the violent, he can't be moichel on that. But what if I was already mafresh? I already was mafresh, the Truma. And now I come to the Kohen and I say to the Kohen, I want to give you this Truma, I want to fulfill the mitzvah of the sinus, the shlumah Truma, the Kohen. What does Tosis say? He can be Meichel, why not? It's no different than what? No different than the other Mamanas. He can be Meichel. And call it a day. He can be Meichel. Everyone see what Tosis just did? Tosis was so stuck on the reason for the lack of Mechila was Kapara. That was the whole thrust from yesterday, because they didn't buy into the Rash. That they got stuck with the Gemara in Yevamos Daf Tzadik test. They had to create a brisket of two parts of Tashlume Truma. They were forced to say one half is Kapara, one half is Mammon. And because of this model, they had to go reinterpret the Mishnah about Mechila, which would help them in the first place. So, it's like oh, Tosis Bava just changed the Mishnah. They changed it. Tosis took the Mishnah that says any Yochel Limchol. It says it doesn't really mean any Yochel. Just kidding. It just means any Yochel Limchol could have Frasha. But the Nesini can't be Moichel. Rabbi say, textually in the Mishnah, which Rishon reads much, much smoother? Who reads much, much smoother? When it says Eina Yochel Limchol, according to the Rash, it can't be Meichel. You know why? Because this is not even in the parish. It's Meichel. What's Meichel? Not even Kapar Mammon. Call it Kapar, call it Mammon, call it whatever you please. You still can't be Meichel because of the two magic words of Tzuraset HaShlomim. So the Rash is Gevaldik, right? The Rash is unbelievable. And Rabbi said, which version of the Rash is unbelievable? Because again, everyone has to explain that Gemara in Yevamos Daf Tzadik test. The Gemara does say Suffolk is Makula. So according to Rav Chanan's version of the Rash, that sticks the Rash also into the Kapara team. So the Rash is stuck with the same Kash as Tosis is stuck with. But according to our version of the Rash, that the Rash never meant to say it's Kapara. He meant it's really Mominus. So the answer is you're right. It's real Mominus. It's governed by all the rules of Mominus. With the one exception. There's one exception that doesn't help. And what's that? Mechila. That's the only thing. But basically it's mominous. But Mechila you can't be Meichel. So when all the dust settles, everybody say, now we spent a lot of time in the Rash yesterday, now we came back to make the circle complete. Back to Tosfos. Tosfos got into a lot of trouble. They had Dara, Tashlume Truma, Kapara. They had to revamp it, otherwise the stuff with the Gemara Yevamos doesn't make any sense. Their revamping caused them such tzaras that they had to revamp the whole sugya about Mechila. So let's not forget, how do we get into this altar? We're not learning Tishlum HaTrumah. We're really learning the sugya of what? What's that real sugya? This was really an aside. This is a bracket sugya. This sugya was really just This was all Taisa's raya to support the theory from Sunday, Monday Shia. Beginning of the week, we spent a lot of time on Taisa Shita that Kibli Dramine doesn't apply to Tashlumei Kapar. That was the whole thrust of Taisa's. That was to solve the steering Gemara's and Bechoy Ben Hakonas. That was really how we got here in the first place. His last 2 days of Shia was mamish in brackets. It was just focusing on Taisa's raya that for their shot to fly in Kibli Dramine, they had to prove that Tashlumei Truma is Kapara. Did Taisa's prove it to us beyond the shadow of a doubt? There are a lot of doubts here. We have a lot of doubts about Taisa's Shita. But Taisa's stuck to their position. Taisa's is true. From beginning to end, they're going to turn the whole world upside down because they're convinced, beyond the shadow of a doubt, that Tashlumei Truma, at least part of it, is ultimately Kapara. And that's going to solve the problem. That's going to save the day in terms of the Sugya of Kibli Dramine. Anybody say any of those questions on this Taisa's? Any of those questions on the Rosh? Yeah. I mean, Mitzias Kasha, you know. That's what the Mishnah says. Doesn't sound like. The Mishnah sounds like I'm bringing a barrel of apples to the Kohen and he's saying, do me a favor. You know, we're friends, don't bother. That's what it sounds like, right? According to Taisa, that's not what it's talking about. So that, well, if you go to anybody about being Nosy and Nosy, you're asking a totally different question. You're asking a different Kasha Lagamra. Whether you're asking or not, I'm going to tell you you're asking. You're asking, what are we spending time talking about? Why the Kohen can't be Meichel? I'll tell you why it can't be Meichel. Because who is he to be Meichel? I owe 1,000 Kohanim. Who is he to be Meichel? Since when is he the representative? Nisam Chalish Sav Yashav Adolenu. What? No. The Rosh doesn't say that. The Rosh had to prove he's not Baalim from the fact that his two said Tashlumin. But if Luyatsuya, that let's say the Torah would have said, I can give cash to the Kohen. He's still not the Baalim. He's not quote unquote the Baalim. Means there are other Kohanim around. Somehow that didn't bother the Rosh. Somehow that wasn't. None of the Mishanim highlight that. Neither Taisa or the Rosh highlight the fact, what do you mean Meichel? Who are you to be Meichel? Well, right? Let's ask you another question. How could a Kohen be Meichel Tashlumei Truma v'Mezid?
I haven't even
done anything yet. I don't know. Not sure. I don't know. Akira Kahuna? Never heard of those things. It's too complicated from there. Yeah. What? Who said Maze is not talking about that he actually was Zoich on the Truma? Maybe it means I stole his Truma. Otherwise, it's going to run into a potential problem. Mom and General Tovin. The Sugir Chum, we have to wait left the answer for that one. Yeah. What's that again? So, I have to be mafreshit. No, but lechora once a mafreshit, so now there's a mitzvah nesina from here on in to give it. That's very shach to kimle. Okay, Rabbi Sai, any last questions on this sugya?